This is Jody Peterson with the KVNF Regional Newscast. Monday through Friday, we'll air a fresh newscast in the evening at 5:50 p.m., replay it the next morning at 8, then have another brand new newscast in the evening. If you have suggestions, comments, or story tips, we'd love to hear from you. Email news@kvnf.org or call 866-KVNF now. Researchers across the globe are trying to understand what percentage of their population has been exposed to COVID-19. One Western Slope County just got its results in. Ray Ellen Bichelle reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
San Miguel County in Colorado teamed up with a biotech company to offer a COVID-19 antibody test to all residents who wanted one. Most of the county, about 5,500 people, got their blood tested. There were some borderline results, but at most, only 2% came back positive. Susan Lilly is a spokesperson with the county.
In a lot of ways, it's very good news because we haven't had the health impact or devastation that so many people have and so many areas have. On the other hand, it can be considered bad news if you say, well, gee, we haven't been hit yet.
The county is just coming out of a stay-at-home order. It plans to offer the antibody test a second time at some point in the future. Scientists say antibody test results can be difficult to interpret, with the possibility for both false positives and false negatives. And it's still unclear whether antibodies against COVID-19 mean immunity against COVID-19. And if so, for how long that lasts. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Raylan Bichelle.
On Monday, we ran a story about the cancellation of many summer festivals during the pandemic. The story also mentioned that farmers markets will be closed in May and June. But that information is outdated. Agriculture has been deemed an essential business in the state, and Western Slope farmers markets are now making plans for another season, despite the uncertainty of the COVID-19 outbreak. KVNF's John King reports.
Farmers markets in communities across western Colorado are of crucial importance to local growers.
Generate about 65-70% of our income from the farmers markets. It makes or breaks us.
Don LaRoe, who runs Zephyro's Farm and Garden in Paonia, operates at three farmers markets, Telluride, Crested Butte, and Aspen. Right now, of the three, Telluride is the only one set to open. The other two are working with health officials to follow new safety regulations. Rosalind May with the Colorado Farmers Market Association says the focus is social distancing.
You'll see booths that are spread further apart, more defined traffic flows through the market. Often vendors will be sometimes pre-bagging product, or they'll be asking customers to point to what they want and vendors will bag it. Many different ways of making sure that it's safe for farmers markets to operate, and in many ways even safer than grocery stores.
But in making them safe, lost will be the social aspects of the markets. And that is a worry for LaRoe.
It's a bummer that none of that stuff is happening. The library can't put on their events for the kids. Bands can't play and all of that. So, yeah, it definitely, as a producer, it scares me to think that people wouldn't show up because of that.
However, May says she's very encouraged by the opening of the area's first outdoor farmers market.
Paonia opened on Tuesday, and it was a huge success, counting the number of people who showed up. They were swamped, and their food vendors sold out.
LaRoe says, if anything, the virus has shown how weak our global food supply is.
Having more of a regionalized food system is certainly in our best interest in things during times like a pandemic, or, you know, God forbid, we run out of diesel fuel. Grocery stores would be empty in 2 weeks.
The outdoor farmers market in Montrose opens this Saturday. Palisade, Fruita, and Grand Junction markets follow in June. John King, KVNF News.
Communities across the Western Slope are coming together while remaining physically distant. For KVNF News, Laura Palmisano brings us a report on unique programs that have started up during the COVID-19 pandemic to help those in need.
Charlie Quimby and his wife live in Grand Junction. They, like millions of other taxpayers across the U.S., received a one-time stimulus check from the federal government under the CARES Act.
Then we thought, well, that's crazy. We don't need the money, but we didn't know how we could turn it away.
So Quimby and his wife came up with an idea.
And so we thought, well, let's donate it. And then we started thinking, well, how many other people are like us?
By that, he means fellow retirees and people with a stable income.
how could we maybe mobilize those other people to think about doing the same thing?
Quimby then approached the Western Slope Community Foundation, a nonprofit that serves seven counties in western Colorado.
I went to them knowing that we'd need a fiduciary to accept the money and somebody who was going to be good at helping distribute it to organizations in the region that were doing good work around basic needs that were really needed in the community.
That's how the West Slope Cares program started. So far, over $38,000 have been raised. Kristen Lynch is the director of development and major gifts for the Community Foundation. She says the foundation earmarks donations to the program for area nonprofits that help individuals meet basic needs such as food, shelter, and safety.
Right now, a lot of these organizations can't take tangible goods. They can't take in food. They can't take in blankets and those kind of things because of the virus. So a lot of these organizations are needing money. That's what they're needing more than anything. And so this is a way you can help.
In Lake City, a town of about 400 people, locals have donated $2,500 to the food pantry. Tara Hardy, the director of public health for Hinsdale County, says they've used the funds to start a grocery store voucher program.
People can go in and get some supplies and shop locally. It also helped promote what our local grocery stores are doing. It reduced the need to travel outside of the county. We felt like it was a win-win for everybody.
Hardy says a $500 donation helped a local grocery store start a senior lunch program.
Through Get Some Groceries, the seniors can have a sack lunch if they just contact the store and they can get a free sack lunch.
Hardy says the generosity of locals during this pandemic is a testament of how Lake City residents support each other.
I'm always amazed at when tragedy hits or hardships hit our community, how everybody comes together and wants to just reach out as much as they can. I think it's one of the things that attracts so many people to live in our community.
Across the San Juan Mountains in the town of Ridgeway, a restaurant voucher program is now underway. It's called Support Your Neighbor. It works like this. People can buy a voucher from a local restaurant, then give it to someone they know, or it will be donated. The vouchers allow people to buy a meal from the restaurant where it was purchased. Katie Graves co-owns Eatery 66 in Ridgeway. Her restaurant is participating in the program.
So I think I have like almost over $200 in vouchers sold already in a week. So that's awesome. I mean, that's $200 in sales for us, and that's $200 in meals for people.
Graves says the program supports local businesses and helps those in need. She says the Telluride Community Foundation wants to implement the idea in their area as well.
It's an uplifting thing.
Back at his home in Grand Junction, Charlie Quimby says the main idea is for people to give what they can in order to support their community. It can be monetary or even a kind word to a stranger.
It's what your circumstances allow, what's in your heart to do.
For KVNF News, I'm Laura Palmisano.
And that was the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening.